burn with the flame of passion, disordered of lust and vice and other things. There is freedom. There is freedom and hope of a life lived in liberty. There is freedom. We only have to ask for forgiveness. And many of you have been doing so, seeking out the sacrament of confession, kneeling in the parking lot, or driving up in your car, despite the driving rain, the burning sun, and the black flies. Forgiveness, being set right with the Father whom Jesus called the righteous Father, is a pearl of great price, is a gift beyond measure. My brothers and sisters, we shouldn't mistake these things at all, because things are crystal clear. If we hope to come before the righteous Father, it is not enough to say, Lord, Lord. It is not enough to say, I pray sometimes when I feel like it. It is not enough to say, well, I am a good person, I haven't killed anybody lately. If we ever hope to come before the righteous Father and stand in front of Him in a degree of righteousness, we can only count upon the blood of Christ. We move on to the Gospel passage. Our Gospel brings us back to almost the same text that we had heard on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, the second Sunday of Easter. Christ comes to the upper room, despite the doors being locked, and says to His disciples, Eirene Eumene, peace be with you, which can also be translated, peace to you. Perhaps this is the greatest gift that the Holy Spirit can give us in these days. Note that the Holy Spirit does not bring a false peace. If we are doing something evil, we can expect our conscience to bother us. We should expect pangs of conscience that disturb our comfortable tranquility. As St. Augustine says, we are not to seek peace with, as he writes, the wicked or with the evildoers, who are at peace with one another in their sins. That's what St. Augustine wrote. Peace is also not just comfort, or only relaxation, or simply an absence of worries, a full fridge, a roof over one's head, creature comforts. So, what is the peace that we are to seek? The same St. Augustine explains, and he says, peace is serenity of mind, tranquility of soul, simplicity of heart, the bond of love, the fellowship of charity. This is that takes away enmities, restrains wars, holds back anger, treads down pride, loves the humble, calms those who quarrel, reconciles those who are enemies, and is pleasing and acceptable to all. The words of St. Augustine. This is the measure of the true peace that we seek and that we ought to seek. We are not to satisfy ourselves with a false peace. We are not to satisfy ourselves with an imitation of peace, but we are to seek true peace. So, peace is a gift of God, and in such a particular way is imparted by the Holy Spirit. This is one of the reasons why in today's troubled times we are in such great need of this gift of peace, and we are in such great need of this solemnity of Pentecost. Today, on the last day of May, on most years we would observe the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, remembering in this feast how Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth. As we celebrate and give precedence to Pentecost Sunday, we nevertheless call upon the Virgin of Nazareth, who came to help Elizabeth, a family member who needed this help. on this solemnity of Pentecost, we can count upon the prayers of the Mother of God, who spreads her prayers far and wide, like the rain that has been falling over the past couple of days. Her prayers water and give comfort and give life and give strength and wash away dirt. These are her prayers. And we ask upon her prayer, or we ask for her prayer, as we seek the Holy Spirit's help to notice around us those who are in need. Dear Holy Spirit, come into our hearts. Come inflame the hearts of your faithful. And let the fire of your love and charity burn within our hearts, always and everywhere. Niech będzie pochwalony Jezus Chrystus na wieki wieków. Amen. May Jesus Christ be praised now and forever. Let us profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We present our prayers and petitions that pastors of the Church, especially Pope Francis, our bishop-designate Guy, all bishops, priests, and deacons filled with the Spirit of Christ, may be ever renewed to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have been made ill by the coronavirus, for all who care for them, and for the governments and peoples of the world, that we may experience the healing mercy of the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit fill all entrusted with public office. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we who have the Holy Spirit as our advocate may in turn be advocates for the vulnerable, the forgotten, and the unborn. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those completing their studies in various academic institutions may always be grateful to the Holy Spirit for the gift of knowledge. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the ill, especially those who are ill from our own parish, may experience the presence and healing power of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Our Lady, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, may intercede for us, our families, towns, and parishes. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may be purified by the Spirit and share eternal life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, we ask you to hear these prayers. Grant the ones that are according to your will, and Take these into your heart, especially those prayers that remain unsaid in the secrets of our being. We ask this all through Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed are you, Lord.
Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your fair spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children, by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God, and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Apostolic Administrator, and all those who, holding to the truth, and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day of Pentecost, on which the Holy Spirit appeared to the apostles in tongues of fire, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious Ever Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in the fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas,